渔夫和金鱼的故事。在蔚蓝的大海边，有一座破烂的泥棚，渔夫和他的妻子就住在那儿。每天清晨，渔夫出海打鱼，他的妻子在家里纺纱织布，他们过着贫穷的生活。多亏渔夫打鱼的本领好，他们才没有饿过肚子。春去冬来，日子就这样一天天过去，他们的生活普通而又平静，没有任何变化。一天，渔夫照常出海去打鱼，他向海里撒下渔网，收网时却发现只网住了一条鱼，不过这是一条非常特别的鱼，它浑身金光闪闪，漂亮极了。更神奇的是，金鱼竟然开口说话了。放了我吧，老爷爷，我会报答你的，你需要什么尽管说。渔夫从来没有见过会讲话的鱼，他对金鱼说，
鱼儿啊，我可不需要你报答。
说完，渔夫就把金鱼放回了大海，金鱼摇了摇尾巴，消失在无边无际的大海里。渔夫回到家，把金鱼的事说给妻子听，妻子指着他的鼻子骂道，
我们家的木盆都破得不成样子了，你怎么不找他要只木盆呢？
于是渔夫来到了海边，呼唤金鱼。金鱼游过来了，老爷爷，您有什么事儿吗？
鱼儿，鱼儿，我家老太婆不让我安宁，她想要一只新木盆。
金鱼轻快地摇了摇身子，老爷爷，请放心，她已经有了新木盆。渔夫回家以后，发现家里的破木盆果然变成了新的，可是老太婆却更生气了。
木盆能值多少钱？快去，去找金鱼要做木房子。
渔夫只好又来到海边，再次呼唤金鱼，金鱼很快就游了过来。
鱼儿，鱼儿，我家老太婆吵着闹着要一座木房子。
渔夫难为情地说。金鱼回答，老爷爷，请放心，他已经有了木房子。渔夫回到了家，他吓了一大跳，泥棚不见了，展现在他眼前的是一座木房子。木房子又结实又漂亮，比他们以往住的泥棚好多了。老太婆一看到渔夫就跳得老高，
你这老家伙怎么就要了座木房子？我不想住木房子，也不想当乡下的庄稼婆，我要住进大楼房，做个贵妇人。
渔夫没有办法，低着头又走向海边，平静的海面变得波涛汹涌，在渔夫的呼唤中，金鱼游了过来。渔夫为难地说，
鱼儿，鱼儿，真不好意思，老太婆的脾气发得更大了，这一回她要住大楼房，要做贵妇人。
金鱼回答，老爷爷，别担心，他已经有了大楼房，也成了贵妇人。渔夫往家里走去，他看见小木屋已经变成了高大的楼房，用大理石砌成的楼房在阳光下闪闪发光，别提有多气派了。老太婆得意极了，
他穿着名贵的衣服，脖子上戴着珍珠项链，仆人们勤劳地工作着，可是老太婆仍然用鞭子抽打他。看到渔夫回来了，老太婆对他大声呵斥，让他去干又脏又累的活。没过几天，老太婆又不满足了，这一回她要做自由自在的女皇。渔夫觉得现在的生活已经很好了，他不愿意再去找金鱼，于是老太婆干脆让仆人把渔夫押到了海边。蔚蓝的海水翻腾起来，溅起的浪花足足有一人高。渔夫不情愿地呼唤着金鱼，金鱼和往常一样向他游了过来。鱼儿，鱼儿，请你行行好，我家老太婆大吵大闹，她想要做自由自在的女皇。
老爷爷，别担心，她已经当上女皇了。
渔夫跌跌撞撞地往回走。金鱼说的没错，楼房变成了宏伟的皇宫，外面还有威风凛凛的卫兵把守。老太婆已经是女皇了，她喝的美酒、吃的糕点都是从国外运来的。渔夫对老太婆说：
尊敬的女皇，现在你满意了吧？
老太婆瞧都不瞧他一眼，连声吩咐卫兵赶他走。卫兵奔了过来，抓住渔夫往外推，把他赶出了皇宫。渔夫只好在他的渔船里休息。人们嘲笑渔夫说：
看看这不知好歹的老渔夫，竟敢闯进皇宫，触怒至高无上的女皇，真是糊涂啊。
渔夫仍然像以前一样打鱼，可他再也打不到一条鱼了。夜晚来临了，渔夫在船里又冷又饿。他往岸上一看，老太婆的皇宫灯火通明，还不停地传出欢声笑语。渔夫想，
这样也好，老太婆终于满足了。
可是老太婆并没有善罢甘休，没过几天，她就派大臣把渔夫抓进了皇宫。老太婆盛气凌人地命令渔夫：
滚到海边去，告诉金鱼，我不想做女皇了，我要生活在大海上，做海上的女霸王，还要让金鱼亲自来伺候我。
渔夫听了，吓得浑身直哆嗦。可是卫兵们用锋利的斧头对准了他，他根本不敢顶嘴。渔夫被卫兵们押到了海边。大海波涛汹涌，海浪恶狠狠地拍打在海边的岩石上。渔夫小声地呼唤着金鱼，金鱼游了过来，他看着渔夫苍白的脸，疑惑地问：
老爷爷，你怎么了？
渔夫咬咬牙对金鱼说：
哎，得寸进尺的老太婆还是不满足，她想做海上的女霸王，还要你亲自去伺候她。
这一回金鱼什么也没有说，只是默默地游向了远方。渔夫等了很久，不管他怎么呼唤，金鱼也没有再次出现。渔夫守在海边，等啊等啊，一直等到天黑，又从天黑等到了拂晓。蔚蓝的大海无比平静，太阳慢慢地从海平面升了起来，新的一天开始了。渔夫知道金鱼永远都不会再出现了，他只好拖着疲惫的身体向老太婆的皇宫走去。奇怪的是，渔夫发现卫兵不见了，
金碧辉煌的皇宫也消失得无影无踪，取而代之的是他们原来的那座破泥棚。而老太婆呢，她正穿着打满补丁的衣服坐在地上纺纱，摆在她身旁的还是那个快要散架了的破木盆。
本故事选自外语教学与研究出版社出版的《萤火虫世界经典童话双语绘本系列》。
The Fisherman and the Golden Fish. Once upon a time, there lived a fisherman and his wife in a shabby hut near the sea. Every morning, the fisherman went out fishing in the sea, while his wife stayed home and weaved all day long. They lived a poor life. Fortunately, the fisherman was very good at fishing, so they didn't have to suffer from hunger. Days went by. They led an ordinary life without any change. One day, the fisherman went fishing as usual. He cast his net into the sea, but caught only one golden fish. However, this was no ordinary fish. It could talk. "Please let me go," the fish said. "I will give you whatever you want." The fisherman had never seen a talking fish. "Thank you, but I don't want anything," he replied, and then put the golden fish back into the sea. The golden fish flapped its tail and soon disappeared. The fisherman went home and told his wife about the golden fish. His wife was angry. "At least you should have asked for a wooden basin. Ours is falling into pieces," she shouted. So the fisherman went to the seaside and called the golden fish. "What can I do for you?" the golden fish swam up and asked. "Dear golden fish, my wife wants a new wooden basin." The golden fish replied, "Don't worry, she's already got a new basin." The fisherman returned home and found a new wooden basin there, but his wife was even angrier. "How much can a wooden basin cost? Go back and ask the fish for a wooden house." The fisherman went back to the seaside and called the golden fish again. The fish soon swam up to him. "Dear golden fish, my wife wants a wooden house." The fisherman felt ashamed when he said this to the golden fish. "Don't worry, she already has a wooden house," the golden fish replied. The fisherman was shocked when he returned home. Their shabby hut was gone. It was replaced by a wooden cabin. The house was solid and nice, much better than the hut. His wife shouted out as soon as she saw the fisherman, "Why did you only ask for a wooden cabin? I don't want to live in a small cabin. I'm tired of being a poor country woman. I want to be a noble lady with a large house." The fisherman sighed and went back to the seaside. The peaceful sea had turned rough. Hearing the fisherman's call, the golden fish showed up again. "Dear golden fish," the fisherman said with embarrassment, "I know this is rude, but my wife got angrier. This time she wants to live in a big house like a noble lady." "Don't worry, she's already got a large house and become a noble lady," the golden fish replied. The fisherman went back home and found that the wooden cabin had turned into a large house. The arrogant old woman was wearing expensive clothes and a pearl necklace. All the servants were working hard, but she still whipped them. Seeing the fisherman, the old woman scolded him and sent him to do some dirty and tiresome work. After several days, she came up with a new wish. This time, she wanted to be an empress. The fishermen thought they were already having a good life and didn't want to ask for the fish's help anymore. But his wife asked the servants to force him to the seaside. The blue sea surged up and the waves rose high. The fisherman called the golden fish reluctantly. The golden fish came to the fisherman, as she did before.
"Dear golden fish, please do me a favor," the fisherman said. "My wife wants to be an empress."
"Don't worry. She is an empress now," the golden fish replied. The fisherman stumbled back. He saw a grand palace with guards standing outside. The old woman had become an empress. Her wines and cakes were all imported from foreign countries. "Your Majesty," the fisherman said to his wife, "now you should be satisfied." But his wife said nothing and asked the guards to drive him away. The fisherman could only rest in his boat. People laughed at him. How stupid the old fisherman was! How dare he intrude into the palace and irritate the noble empress? The fisherman went fishing as usual, but he couldn't catch any fish anymore. At night, he was cold and hungry in his boat. He could see the bright palace and hear people talking and laughing there. "It's not so bad," he thought. "After all, she wants nothing more." But the old woman was never satisfied. Shortly after, she summoned the fisherman to the palace. "Go to the seaside and tell the golden fish, I don't want to be an empress anymore. I want to live on the sea and be the queen of the sea," the old woman demanded. "And I want her to serve me." Hearing this, the fisherman was scared and shuddered. But the guards pointed their axes at him and forced him to go to the seaside. The sea became violent. Great waves beat against the rocks fiercely. The fisherman called the golden fish in a low voice. The golden fish swam up to him.
"What's the matter?" she asked.
"Dear golden fish," the fisherman murmured, "my wife never gets satisfied. She wants to rule the sea, and she wants you to be her servant."
Hearing this, the golden fish just swam away without saying anything. The fisherman waited for a long time. No matter how many times he called, the golden fish didn't show up anymore. He waited and waited until it got dark, and he waited till the next morning. The blue sea was very quiet. The sun was rising slowly on the sea. A new day had come. The fisherman knew that the golden fish would never show up again. So he walked back to the palace. But to his surprise, the guards were all gone. The grand palace had disappeared, and their old shabby hut was back. His wife was weaving on the ground in her ragged clothes, and beside her was the old, broken wooden basin.